And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
National experts, state researchers, and media outlets have repeatedly noted North Carolina is home to the least effective unemployment insurance system in the country. It serves too few jobless workers with benefits that are too low for too short a time. The state's average weekly benefit is a paltry $215, and right now it's a benefit that less than 10% of the unemployed even receive. The national averages are much higher. Amazingly, however, this sad and well-documented situation is having no evident effect on Republican leadership at the General Assembly. Last week, in fact, a state House committee advanced a bill that would make it even harder to improve the system. House Bill 107 would reinstate work search requirements for individuals making non-COVID-19-related unemployment insurance claims and freeze the state's fourth lowest in the nation employer tax rate rather than allowing a modest scheduled increase to take effect. The bottom line, at a time when jobs remain scarce and suffering rampant, the last thing our state should do is make its stingiest in the nation unemployment insurance system even less effective. The bill should be defeated. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.